A deficient self-love, watch this, a deficient self-love is a social cancer that impedes harmony among brothers. A deficient self-love is a social cancer that impedes harmony among brothers. Where do you think jealousy comes from? Jealousy is just the lack of self-love. And because I lack self-love, I can't appreciate your progress. I view your progress as a reflection on me. That's all jealousy is. It's a social self, a deficient self-love is a social cancer that impedes harmony among brothers. If a person is not appreciative of his or her own personal gift, own personal gifts and aware of his or her own potential, it makes it nearly impossible for them to celebrate others. You know, what's going on at church when we go, you know, I'm a church guy. I've been in church all my life. What goes on in church when people are filled with the Spirit of God, know the Bible and all of that, know all the scriptures and all of that kind of thing, and can't get along? What's going on? Something wrong with God? Ain't nothing wrong with God. Something wrong with them. There's a lack of self-love. When I see people that come into the context of church or workplace or family and can get along with nobody, there's a lack of self-love. You cannot love others until you love you. You cannot love others until you love you. And a lack of self-love is the biggest contributor to sinful living. It is. You know, you start thinking about all of the sexual immorality. That most of that is the lack of self-love. Because when you love you, there's certain things you ain't gonna stand for. But when you don't love you, there's certain things you settle for because you don't feel like, or you don't realize that you're worth more, or you're better than that. Right? Watch this. Just write down Genesis 4, 6 through 9. And that says, and the Lord said unto Cain, why are you angry? And why is your countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? He goes on, long story short, he kills his brother because his brother brought an offering to the Lord. He brought an offering to the Lord. The Lord rejected his, accepted his brother's. He got mad rather than celebrating his brother's and learning from his brother. He kills his brother because a lack of self-love impedes your capacity to celebrate others. Now, when Cain killed Abel, watch this. When Cain killed Abel, he really was not attacking Abel as much as he was attacking his own self-dislike. God says to him, simply correct your actions and you can have the same results. But rather than do that, he got angry because he did not view himself as capable. Jealousy and envy of others is really a demonstration of your own personal dislike for you. Psalm 139, 14 and 15. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen to this declaration. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. You got to know who you are in him. You got to love him and you got to love you to be empowered to love others. Luke 6:31. Thank you, Jerry. Luke 6:31. And as ye would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. Number three, 22 minutes. I'm going to do this in a half hour. Watch this. You got to learn to love yourself because you are a priceless original. God only made one of you. There will not be, there is not, and there will never be another you. You got to learn to appreciate the work that God wrought when he made you. I must love myself because God has put a most precious and unique gift wrapped in my personality. Fail to appreciate me. They stop me. Wow. That's why he says there he says, I'll praise thee. I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. You are a priceless original. We make our greatest mistake when we desire to be good copies of another. We devalue the innate wealth invested in us uniquely. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation. Watch this. A royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood has invested in you uniquely. And then finally, you have to love yourself because your future is tremendous. Your future is tremendous. A person who sees no bright future has no hope today. You got to learn to love yourself. I have to love me because God has big plans for me. I have to learn to love me because God has big plans for me. Wow. The world may try to devalue me, but the voice of the world matters not. I have to learn to love me because the Creator has big plans for me. Jeremiah 29:11, he says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I have to love me because my future is tremendous. God has big plans for my life. This is why you got to pull yourself up. And when we have a negative self-hating, you got to correct your thinking. You got to correct your language. You have to correct your language. Thank you, Stacy. You have to correct your language because God has big plans for you. If you don't learn to love and appreciate you, your unique gifts and abilities, you will miss the ultimate plan of God. Most people, Miles Monroe said, bring everything that God has uniquely invested in them back to the grave because they never had an appropriate self-appreciation. And look what Philippians 1:6 says. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What God starts in you, he will finish. But the key is that you have to be able to agree with the plan of God. Let me pray for you before I let you go tonight. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for just giving me the unction to share this with your people. Now, God, I know that there are many that are watching this live, and there are some that will watch the replay of this. Let this word sink into and soak into their hearts. Let it facilitate change and transformation. You say in your word, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God, I thank you that this word will be a mind-renewing revelation to many. And God, we give you the praise now. I thank you, Father, for uprooting all insecurities, all sense of deficiency, uprooting it, God. uprooting it by the power of the Holy Spirit, uprooting it. God, I thank you that all of the pain from the trauma of yesterday, God, I thank you for empowering your people to let it go and to see who they are in you, God, and to focus on the thing in front of them. Give us a self-revelation, Father. We can see everything in everybody else, but God, let us see ourselves tonight. And not just the negative. We can focus on the negatives all the time, but God, let us see the value that you placed in us. Teach us, dear God, how to love ourselves, our uniqueness, our differences. God, teach us to love ourselves in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I promise you, I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me. I need y'all to just listen to me for a second here. I promise you, the Spirit of God is moving in your life, in your lives, in a special way tonight. There are many of you that are going to sense a peace, a rest in God tonight. You know how normally your mind is frantic and it's all over the place and it's like wheels spinning out of control. The Spirit of God is getting ready to usher in a peace over your life, and it's going to be a sign to you that things are shifting in the Spirit. And all I need you to do is to change your language. Change the way you describe yourself. Change the way you talk about yourself. When you start thinking these negative and debilitating thoughts about you, shift it to something. Focus on your positives. And you're going to see God bring a mighty deliverance into your life. There's some things that only God can do. Now, I know there are a lot of y'all that watch me on this thing, and I know, you know, you gave up on church and all, you know, you don't trust none of the preachers. Well, you're listening to one right now. There's something fresh that God is doing in your life that is beyond the church building. God is proving himself to you. God is proving himself to you. He's ministering to you. Thank you, Michelle. He is ministering to you prophetically. And he's proving himself to you beyond the organization of the church or of religion. And when God gets through with you, God's going to bring your life to a place of freedom, liberty, balance, and strength like you've never known. That's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for you. See, that's my prayer for you, that the Spirit of God will do in your life what only God can do. What only God can do. That's my prayer for you, that the Spirit of God will touch you and change your life and shift you in ways that only God could do. And I love you all. I love you. I really do. Hey, if this is your kind of thing, subscribe to the channel. I'm 30 minutes and 34 seconds in. I said I was going to be done at 30. Subscribe to the channel. Go to my website, rcblakes.com. Subscribe to my email list. Don't forget to stop by Amazon. Pick up my books, Queenology, Father Daughter Talk, Wisdom for Women in Ministry, Soul Ties, Imperfectly Holy. Those of you that are struggling with some things that you're trying to come out of, I haven't talked about Imperfectly Holy. It is my personal testimony of how God changed my life. How God, you know, just took my life and changed my life. For those of you that are searching for, thank you, Kitty. Those of you that are searching for a biblical blueprint for shifting your life into a place of righteousness and a holiness and sanctification, I dare you to read Imperfectly Holy. It'll bless your life. It'll bless you because it's really my testimony. All right, I'm done. Those of you anywhere around Orlando, well, anywhere in the country, really, August the 30th and the 31st, 2019 is when I'm recording this. We're going to be in Orlando with Queenology. Lisa and I will be there, and we'd love to see you. We released this date a lot later than I'm normally comfortable with, But we thank God that you guys are responding and the seats are moving. The seats are moving. rcblakes.com to reserve your seat for Queenology Orlando. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Orlando, Yvonne. Thank you. Somebody's all the way in South Korea. God bless you. Hello from Canada and England. We're coming to England. We're coming to London next year. We're going to London, right, Lee? Yeah, the boss said we're coming to London. So we're coming to London next year, and we're coming to Canada next year. So I need you all to, you know, keep your ear to the ground, because we're on our way to the UK and to Canada next year and Southern International. Next year is going to be our international travel with Queenology. So it's going to be amazing. I think Orlando is going to be my last one in the States for this year. When I look at the rest of my schedule, you can go to my website and you can look under live events and you can see everywhere I'm going to be towards the end of the year. And I'm going a lot of places. So, hey, there, I'm going for other people. All of these events are not mine. Queenology is going. This will probably be my last one for 2019. And I'm looking forward to what's going to happen next year. What about Trinidad and Tobago or Tobago? I don't know how y'all say it. Come to Los Angeles. I love you all. I love you all. I wish I could go everywhere, actually. I wish I could go everywhere. I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And know that we're praying for you.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.